Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. This is the Ladies of Tea Talk Time, and today is May 28, 2016, and it's also Memorial Day weekend. So happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone. I'm sure a lot of people have big plans for the weekend, whether it's barbecuing, going out of town. I think apart from Thanksgiving and Christmas, this is also one of the most traveled time that people travel throughout the year, you know, just to get for, because it's a 3-day weekend and all of that. So happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone, and I hope everyone has, you know, big plans. Be safe when whatever your plans are. You know, it's a little bit overcast here for me and my beautiful co-host Dee that's on the line with me here in Dallas, Fort Worth. But nonetheless, I'm sure people are out or and about anyways. And yeah, and, you know, so that's what we have going on right now. Last week's show was about the other side of abortion. And we had a great guest that was on with us, and she shared her story about abortion and, you know, the way how she dealt with it, and also in the process of healing and how God healed her. And now she's ministering and trying to help other women go through that. And, you know, just sharing that it's not all what it's cracked up to be, nor what the sites and the blogs tell you, that you may feel a little type of way for about a week or two, but after that you're back to normal. It really is not that easy. It's not that cut and dry. So we were, you know, very grateful to have her on the show and to have her share her story. And also, you know, and we're proud of her and what she's doing in helping other women. And, you know, because what she's doing is very brave. You know, it takes a lot of courage to do what she's doing, because that is such a sensitive topic. It's a scary one, and there's so much different mixed feelings and emotion when it comes to that particular topic. So I, you know, take my hat off to her. You know, we each have a different purpose and a different walk, and I believe this one was created just for her. And I take my hat off to her for embracing it and for, you know, just doing what she's doing and helping someone else. So, you know, that's all I have, you know. So shout out to her. How did you pronounce her name, Dee?
Isley.
So shout out to Isley, guys, and she's the only person with that name. So you can look her up on social media too.
Right.
And, Instagram. I think it's spelled Islee. I believe that's how she spells it.
Joe Williams. She's on Facebook. Check out Revamp the Runway.
That's coming up
her
in
our fashion show.
In September,
I believe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then you guys can go back and listen to the pre-show as well, because we gave all the information on what she has coming up in September, as well as our social media stuff, and look that up. So, you know, that's all I have. You know, Dee, how was your week? How did everything go this week for you?
This week was pretty hectic for the most part, but it is winding down. It is the holiday weekend. I'm just like, this is the beginning of the weekend. You know, it's like the Saturday. Most people don't work. It's still morning.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of Saturday, all of Sunday, and if you're lucky, you have all of Monday.
Yeah,
if you're not
on
working.
What field you're working in.
Right.
Yeah,
or, you know, for those of you who are working, might just call in if you're not getting that double time and a half. I remember when I was working, we didn't have if I called in on a holiday, it was because we didn't have a double time and a half. If it was that double time and a half,
my
sister, like you, is also in mortgage banking, and she has to work. Well, she had to choose between working today and working Monday. She chose today, but, you know, she's saying if nothing is going on Monday, then she may just go in for a few hours. So, depending on the industry that you're in, some people do have to work. So, you know, but in any event, whatever you guys are doing this Memorial Day weekend, enjoy it and be safe and just celebrate with your family, with your friends, and just enjoy each other, enjoy life. You know, I'm in a place right now where I'm just excited about life, even if there's nothing to be excited about. I'm just excited about being alive and excited about what is, you know, to come and all of that good stuff. So, you know, putting out there in the atmosphere with a spirit of expectation. So just enjoy each other because life is too short. And, you know, yeah, so that's my little preacher moment this morning. Anyways, this morning topic is a very exciting topic, and it's going. We're talking about online dating, the do's and don'ts of online dating. And as everybody knows, online dating has become the norm. It's you know, it's rather than the something that is a rarity, it is the norm right now. You know, and statistics have shown that 1 in 10 Americans has used online dating sites or online dating app. And me and Dee are ready to dive into this discussion with you, and we're going to be as transparent and as real as we always are with our audience, whether they're listening or calling in live. With our life, and we try to share our life stories, experiences, and those of others that we know as well to make the show as engaging and as real as possible, because it doesn't make sense we just sit up here and talk and tell you fables or a story that is just not true, you know. Nobody got time for that. Anyways, mm-hmm. I'll start with myself. Online dating, have I tried it? Yes. And I have to say that I'm an in-person person. I think I do like the in-person interaction. I did pose 2 questions on one of our social sites this morning, as which do you prefer? Do you prefer, or which is better? You know, online dating, singles events, or good old-fashioned meeting in person? And I have to say I prefer number 3, which is good old-fashioned meeting in person. One, because I have a problem with being patient. And the online dating site and the online dating app, waiting for people to respond to you and all of that type of stuff, and it's taking them forever to respond to you, that doesn't work for me. It's the most irritating thing, because I'm like, don't start a conversation or a dialogue with me, and then you just stop communicating in the middle of the conversation, and I don't hear from you till 24 or 48 hours later. That's very aggravating to me. And I hate it, too, even in person, when people text you and then they cut off the conversation and you don't know what my nerves goes into a different zone. So that's my preference. You know, I've tried it. It's, you know, I realize it's not for me, but what I can say, though, is that I have actually met some great guys that I'm still friends with up until this day, which I've met them online. And we have interacted in person several times, and we have been friends for over the years, but it's just that we were at different point in our life where, like, okay, you're not for me, and I'm not for you, because you have this on your plate right now, and this is where I am, and this is what I want, and you cannot necessarily provide that for me, but you're not a bad person. And I appreciate your honesty, and I'm open for friendship, because they may be great communicators or something of that nature. And some of it have worked out that way, and some have not. Some of them, as I said, we're still great friends because they're actually decent, good guys. It's just that we couldn't offer each other what we're looking for. So that has been my experience. How about you, Dee? Have you tried any online dating, and how has it worked out for you?
Okay, so let me go back. So I have 2 good friends who are that introduce internet dating. When I say introduce, everybody knows about it unless you've been under a rock.
True.
Everyone knows. The first that I ever heard of online dating, or the most popular that I can even remember, is eHarmony. That's like the number one, and then Match. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the ones. And then it wasn't until I moved to, which I've never been on eHarmony or Match. But anyway, so I moved to Dallas, and then 2 of my friends had got on this one dating app called Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And, I mean, they were going on dates like it wasn't nothing, like literally a date every day of the week or every other. I'm thinking, is that many single eligible men out there to where it was crazy. So I was like, well, let me see how this thing works.
Mm-hmm.
So Tinder, to me, was so much of a game. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Tinder, it's different than the online, assuming everyone's heard of Match, eHarmony, or even Plenty of Fish. Those are online, and you literally go online, create a profile, put in information about yourself, and upload some pictures. On those
mm-hmm.
three websites, you have an option to not have your picture, or you can have a picture. But the main thing is your name, which you can have an alias, which most people do. It will display your name, your age, and a little bit of information about you. Whereas with Tinder, it's an app. You cannot access it from the internet. You download the app. It is connected to your Facebook profile, so you have to have Facebook, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a true story. We're sitting up, or I'm on the phone. I said, let me try out this, because, you know, all of a sudden their weekends were full. And I thought,
wow.
You know, I'm seeing, I'm like, well, hell, you know, it can't be too bad. So basically it was like, it looked like a game to me, and I was immediately turned off.
Mm-hmm.
A picture comes up, and you are either swiping left, no, without even really paying attention, all you see is a person's face, and it shows up like a deck of cards. So you swipe left if you're interested, if you're not, and right if you are. If you are interested, it goes in, if you're interested, of course, it's kind of stored behind the scenes. And if out of the people that you said that you were interested in, if any of those people swiped right on you when your picture came up, it's a match. You get a notification. Hey, it's a mutual attraction between you and David, or between you and Ashley. So at that point, you both know that each one of you are interested in seeing each other. What I didn't say was, if you want to go further beyond the picture, you want to read about the person before you swipe right or left, it has a little bit of a paragraph where they talk, you know, about them in probably 200 characters or less. And then it also shows you how many mutual friends, or it shows you pictures of the mutual friends you have. So that's pretty much Tinder in a nutshell. You cannot access it from the website like the other dating programs. It's only an app on your phone. It is connected to Facebook. You'll be able to see who your mutual friends are. Swipe left if no, swipe right if left. And if that person is interested in meeting you, you guys match, you get a notification.
Mm-hmm.
With Tinder, I connected with people, but I'm never on Tinder. So I'm kind of a little bit opposite of your experience. I was never really, when I had it downloaded, I was never really
mm-hmm.
on it. So here I am, not realizing that people match with me because I'm not in the app. I didn't have
mm-hmm.
my notifications on. And so the grievances that Stacy is given, people take hours or days to get back with you. I'm on the flip side of that, because that was me, because I wasn't intentional with my dating experience. You know, I wasn't intentional,
mm-hmm.
and I literally turned this app off because I didn't want notifications
mm-hmm.
coming up on my phone. So, and then I would come back, and I would see the, are you there?
Exactly.
Message and,
yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Stuff like that. Because I tried Tinder too, having a conversation with Dee and another friend of ours that uses it. And that's how I first heard about Tinder, because, you know, I heard her mention it, but I heard one of the radio personality was talking about Tinder. And just like Dee, I realized it was a game. I disconnected my account after 2 weeks because I was like, this is just foolishry. These are people, to me, in my opinion, that are really just looking for people to hook up with. You're looking to see what people are doing or who's online that is in your area, because Dee, you know, very eloquently explained it to you guys how it really is, where you can see your mutual friends and all of that type of stuff through Facebook and that good stuff. But, as I told another mutual friend of ours, when she told me about it, I said, okay, I'll try it. I'm too much of a communicator, and I'm too intentional in everything that I do, and I'm not just on there just to be on there because I'm bored, I have nothing else to do. It's because I realize that I'm really not getting out enough like I should, because when I do get out, it's always something where I'm busy or, you know, goal-oriented, related, or something like that. So I said, okay, let me try the online thing since I'm always on my computer anyways. But it wasn't for me. I disconnected. And like D, I've never been on eHarmony nor Match. I tried oldcupid.com years ago. That's where I met one of my very good friends now that I was talking about earlier. And I did try Plenty of Fish. That one was also, in my opinion, another waste of time and people just looking to play games with each other. Except, though, one of my very good friends that I told D a fantastic testimony about that man a few weeks ago around my birthday, that he really is a great person. As I said, it's just that we are not where he is in his life and how his life is set up right now, we're not conducive for each other. And that's just it, because if not, I probably would be in a serious exclusive relationship right now, but that's not the case. But anyways, you know, so he was like the really true. So you can find one good diamond, I guess, amongst all the rubbish. And that was the one good one that came out of it. It's just that his life was complicated at the moment. I was like, he was very honest. And he said, this is what I'm dealing with right now, and this is what it is. But I decided that I'm not going to put my life on hold. Let me know if this is something that you want to be a part of. And I was like, I respect you. I get it. Thank you, but no thanks, because I want a little bit more than that. And I'm willing to wait than to shortchange myself into something else. But and I think they have some more. There is Christian Mingle. There is also that one that Steve Harvey is doing. I don't even remember the name of that one, but there are plenty of dating sites out there. There are plenty of them. There's one that is called Egg and Bagel, I think. There is a new one that came out in L.A., and this one I think is supposed to be like all includes, where it's supposed to be power couples. It's Ivy League's people that went to Ivy League University that have, you know, these bunch of degrees behind them in a certain profession, and basically they put you through the ringer. And by the end of the show, I'm going to try to make sure I figure out what that one is called. And you got to go through this one is more detailed than this whole thing, and you before you get accepted or denied. It's actually like you join in a sorority or something, where you have to go through all these things, and then they tell you whether they accept or deny you, because the way it's a female that came up with this concept dating app. And the way she said it, she's saying there are a lot of educated people or people that were born into wealth, and they want to continue that. So they're trying to, what she's trying to do is put power couples together to continue that level of education, that level of professionalism, or that level of wealth. So that's why it's so difficult for you to get in there, because you got to go through all these hoops before you actually get approved. It was also featured last week on BuzzFeed and the Huffington Post, because people were like saying it's like, it's so hard to get in there. They make it so distinctive where you have to meet certain criteria in terms of income level of education, businesses or whatever it is, because they're trying to, yeah. So, but I'll try to figure out what it's called.
That's good for people who, especially women, and I'll talk about Dee Dee's Date Fail, which is a segment of a local radio show that's here in Dallas, Fort Worth. There are women mainly that complain that a man doesn't have this or that or what have you. And for those women that are interested in what a man can do for them, or they feel like the man needs to be on a certain level, and they can match that level, and that might be a good website for them as well. So yeah, find that out, please.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm looking it up right now as you're talking. But yeah, then that one is based out of California. But as you said, the criteria, even some of the BuzzFeed's reporters
actually try to submit application and go through all the ringers and the hoops and whatnot to see if they will get accepted. And out of the 10 that applied, only one was deemed worthy enough to be accepted into this onto this app or this website for to see if you can potentially find a mate that you know. And he was, yeah, I have to say though, he did. I think he went to Harvard. He has a Harvard degree in journalism and stuff like that. So he also, apart from working with BuzzFeed as a reporter, he has like two other little entrepreneurial business that he does, because I was reading up on him too to see what was so different about him. Also, the person that is in charge, the CEO of the site, she said she liked that he was also fun. You know, he liked chess. He was, what else did he like? I think he liked jazz. He was big into winery and stuff like that. So you see that they're looking for a certain, you know, so she thought he would make a great fit for maybe a woman that is into those type of things, her career and all of that. Because she said the whole precedent and purpose of it is for you to find your ideal match, so, you know, whether so you can become that power couple if that's what your goal is, that you want to continue, whether this the education level that is important to you, the career-driven part that is important to you, or keeping that generational wealth within the family. Because you said a lot of them are people that are from that comes from you know generation of businesses and all of that type of things. So you know, but and even celebrities are jumping into online dating thing too. Ashley from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what's her real name? That's where she met her, and he's a Harvard graduate professor. Yes, that's how they met online, and they're now engaged, and she is pregnant too. But that's how they met, and he is a Harvard or Stanford professor. I can't
he's
remember
handsome.
Which one, but he's a handsome from New Orleans. But that's how she met him as well, because she said she, you know, she's so busy too. She was doing an interview on The Breakfast Club, and she said she was so busy and not really getting out and all of that stuff. And she, you know, and that's how they met. And he actually picked her up when she had moved in temporarily with her parents because her house was being remodeled. And he picked her up for the date and all of that stuff, and they just clicked. But she said she knew kind of that he was a right match just based off the conversation that they were having before. But that's how she met him. And then he wasn't starstruck, too. Also, when he found out who she was, she said she really liked that. You know, he treated her like a regular person. And the Britney Spears, the guy that she's currently seeing, is also how she met him, too, because she's no longer
what?
With that other one that she was engaged to, that billionaire. She's not with him anymore, but she's with somebody else.
I'm tripping out that she met some – these stars are meeting
people
online.
Yeah, online, yeah. Yeah, so I'm just listening to some of these interviews that she's doing.
It has to be like, okay, I'm not going to let this person know who I really am, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Initially, like, you have to, like, especially if you're Britney Spears. Ashley from Fresh Prince, not so much. But, no, if I was her, too, because she is a celebrity. She's still getting royalties. She does have money, you know.
And she does a lot
does
of stuff with TV One. No, but she also
right.
does a lot of movies with TV One and Lifetime. I've seen a lot of TV One movies that she's in. So she's currently still working.
Probably,
yeah.
Right. So she's probably, you know, did the same thing. If I was celebrity status, I would. If I was open to doing the internet dating thing, I would not reveal who I was either. It would be a lot of talking on the phone, regular communication. And then, you know, this is me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I get it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, anyway, so we really talked about those other, we talked about Tinder and how that works. And there's two sides of every story. Regardless if you're on any dating website, your intentions have to be clear. If your intentions are to just meet somebody to hang out, make sure you're true to that status. Because a lot of the websites, they do ask you what are you here for, basically. It may be worded in a different way, but what are you looking for? I know on Plenty of Fish, which is a online, is just as popular as the
eHarmony, I believe, and Match, but with Plenty of Fish, and they have an app. I'm pretty sure eHarmony has an app too, but Plenty of Fish has an app, but you can do it online. It asks basically what your intentions are, whereas Tinder doesn't. So it asks some, a status may be looking for someone to marry. What are some of the options on Plenty of Fish? Looking for someone to marry.
Looking for someone to marry, looking for someone to date, just looking to, I think it actually specifically asks you just looking to hang out, just looking to, yeah, I think it does
friends.
Ask you friends.
Date, so, but nothing serious.
Mm-hmm, yep, it asks you specific questions. So you also have to be smart. You know, you have to be smart, as Dee said, you know, and a lot of people, too, are not honest. Some people say they're looking for to date seriously. They're just looking for friends, whatever it is. Cause not everybody is honest. They don't fill out the profile honest enough because they will say, too, that you're looking for their wife and then you meet them and it's a completely different situation. They're not looking for that. They're actually looking for somebody to hook up with. And that's the type of thing to me is not, it's just getting past the games. And even though I am an old, I prefer, you know, as I said on my three questions, I prefer the old-fashioned meeting in person. You still run into these things too in person. You do. You run into people and you meet people in person and they still are not forthright. They're not honest and they're still looking for, because it is a game out here just as it is online. And that's why, you know, some people say, oh, you know, I don't want to do the online thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll take my chances in both worlds, you know, because you still run into the same situation, in my opinion, dealing with them in real life. It's just that you just may happen to have ran into them at Starbucks or at the grocery store versus you meeting online. Because you still have to
right.
be smart about the questions that you're asking, do your homework, and most importantly, I think take your time. Take your time in getting to know that person and ask the right question. So much of the time, I think it's about us not asking the right question, whether we're meeting these people online or in person, because we are sometimes afraid of the answers. Or if we find we meet somebody that we are really attracted to, we don't want to know the real truth because that means it may put an end to the relationship or you may find out something about them that you don't necessarily want to know because you're going to have to make a very hard decision.
That's true. That is so true. I have a friend that, and it's like Stacey said, it doesn't matter how you met this person, basically, if you're doing it online, if you met through a friend, if you met casually. But as Stacey was saying, you have to guard your mind and your heart. You got to work those separately before, because sometimes you don't want to know. You know, your judgment is blurry because you have not made the best decision prior to getting your feelings involved. A lot of people are able to step back from a situation if they're thinking a lot clearly, you know, but if you ignore all the warning signs, if you avoid asking certain questions because you don't want the answer to it, then you just allow your heart to get deeper and deeper, your interest, your time, and then you have a lot invested in that person. Before you know it, when things come up, you're in a situation where you're not making those best type of decisions,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. I have a friend that met a guy. And you already know something's up when your friend don't tell you everything.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden, stuff's not adding up. And come to find out that he is not divorced, you know, but she ignored and she didn't care to ask some of those important questions like, how come I've never been in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long have you been divorced?
How come
you know,
I've
so
never met any of your friends?
Right. Right. Hmm. How come you're not available in the evenings? You know,
yeah.
simple things, you know. And so these are questions I'm asking her, and she's like, you know, well, we never talked about that. Well, if you're not talking about those crucial things, don't put your heart in it.
And you know what, Dee, you know, just to make a point before you finish that sentence, a lot of time as women, our intuition, that's the one thing I think God gave us that edge over men. And if we use it half the time, we'll be keep herself out of trouble. She didn't ask those questions because she knew something was wrong, and she didn't want the answer for it. Because those things that you're asking her are obvious things.
Right.
I promise you, one day when she's ready to tell you the truth, she knew something was wrong. That's why she didn't ask the questions.
Right. But, you know, and it doesn't matter where she met this particular person online. It does not matter where or how you meet the person. The same people that are online are the same people that you meet at the grocery store. That's not to say everybody is online, but those same individuals, just because you met them online does not mean that there's something wrong with meeting people online. Because everybody knows at least somebody, if you're not that person, who has been online dating. I'll tell you guys a horror story I did meet somebody from Tinder. I did actually go out. And Stacy can remember this because I was on the phone with her trying to figure out what I should wear on my way there. Either what I should wear or by the time I talked to her, I was already on the way there. But I met a guy. He was an educator. He was a teacher. And we were from the same city, both from Oklahoma. I was like, okay, we got a couple of things in common. He's a little bit older than me. And I love an educated man. So, you know, we just had really great conversation. He had moved to Dallas. He had only been in Dallas maybe 3 years. So he was new to the area, or he's what I can still consider new. And the first evening he wanted to go out, I had already had plans. A couple of days passed by. He asked again. I'm like, okay, this will work. So he was like, hey, my friend and his girlfriend, we're going to have drinks and cocktails and conversation. I'm thinking this is an event or something, but he was basically trying to ask me in a bougie type way to come over with him and his friend and his friend's girlfriend. Last minute, I was like, no. So then the third time, I was like, whatever he decides, and whatever he asks, I'm going to say yes because I don't want to seem like I'm too busy. Okay. We go, and when we met at a lounge. They were doing Scandal. It was like a Scandal season finale. They had line dancing and whatever. So I get there. It's a weekday. Again, I only went because I kept on telling him no. And I dressed what I thought was pretty cute. And I'm on the phone with Stacy. I'm in the driveway. And I said, I think this is him. Do you remember this conversation? I was like, I think this is him. But
no,
I
remember
not.
Because you were turned off by how the person was. I think he was walking sloungy and, like, you know, holding up his pants or something like that, and turned off.
No. He wasn't sagging. He had, like, a puffer jacket on, like a kid. It looked like a kid jacket. And I was like, hopefully that's not him. So I'm pulling in the parking lot. I get there, and it is him. So I was like, okay, no big deal. So we sat down. We talked, had appetizers. They played in between the commercial of the watch party, they played a little bit of, you know, line dancing. Then after a while, I'm noticing that his speech is slurring. Not really paying attention to the fact that he's been had about 3 or 4 shots. By the end of the evening, sloppy drunk. Again, he's an educator. This is a weeknight. You have to go to work tomorrow, and you're drunk, and this is the first time we met. To top that off, he invited his friend, who I was supposed to meet the night before, but I did not come, who came up there. So his friend comes up there, who is a decent-looking guy. He seemed really decent. And I said, okay, well, I'm glad you're here. I'm getting ready to go. He was like, oh, well, you're not going to stay. No, this is your friend. You need to make sure your friend makes it home. I get to the car. He said, well, I'm going to walk you to the car. So I'm leaving. He walks me to the car. And it was just I hauled ass to get out of that parking lot to get home. I talked to him maybe a week later, and he was like, you know, I was just wondering why you hadn't really answered my calls. Like, he was direct. I just didn't want to deal with it. And I told him, you know, that I was just turned off the fact that he couldn't control his liquor. And it was just, I was just like, and, you know, you can look at that and be like, that's what you get for online dating. But these are the same people that you meet out in the world. So I did meet one person from Tinder. I met some really nice, decent friends, just like Stacey has said, on online dating, where it just didn't work out or we were just better off as friends. So it's not a bad experience. It just, you have to know what you're expecting out of it. You got to be realistic with your expectations. People are flaky all over the world, and it doesn't matter if they're on a dating website. I could date somebody from a website, and Stacey can date somebody in the real world, and we can have the similar or the same type of experiences. We've just got to go in and know what to expect. I hopped on Tinder thinking I was going to get a date every week. That didn't happen. Or every day of the week. That didn't happen. Because I really didn't keep up with it. I didn't pay attention to it. Stacey went on, and she met a couple of people. But it's just, like you said, it's just kind of like no one has time to wait 3 days for a response.
Yeah.
And everybody has their phone.
Mm-hmm. I disconnected. From Tinder, I only met one person out there in person. But after 2 weeks, I disconnected the app because I realized it was just about people playing games and wasting time. And it seemed to me like it was more of a hookup site than it is for people that are really looking, trying to meet somebody serious. And that's what I'd heard. But I always like to try to go into things with an open mind and, you know, with a frame of mind that not because that was your experience or that was, you know, that doesn't have to be my experience. But so I gave it a chance. And after 2 weeks, I discontinued the app because I think I told you my whole story about the young man that I met. And I was like, I know I am not the most photogenic person, but I know for me, when you see a picture of me, it's exactly who I look like in person. And when we met downtown Fort Worth at, what is that place? It was somewhere off Montgomery, Blue Mesa is where we met. And I just realized that, I mean, this is after like a week and a half of conversation where he was actually engaging and he was asking questions like, you know, what was your childhood like, you know, what your relationship with your siblings? And these are genuine, real questions that you think somebody would really ask. And all of that type of stuff, you know, you would think some of that's interesting. But then when we met in person, I realized he was not engaging. He is, his eyes are wandering the place. There was a game on. He wasn't really focused. He kept checking his watch. And I was like, okay, no. I mean, as attractive as you are, I could tell there's something that is just not right about that. And then when we talked after that, I realized it's always him trying to, oh, why don't you stop by for drinks? And I was like, no, I don't know you that well to stop by for drinks. And I was like, and I'm looking at him, and do you know the story? I'm very open about my ex. And when I told her, because I remember calling her afterwards, and I was like, D, this man is like, I walked in there, and I thought I had deja vu. Because I said, if I wasn't strong, I'm like, girl, chocolate fine, 6'3", and I was like, Lord, are you playing tricks on me? You know, because this is too ironic. I mean, their body frame is the same, complexion, smile, everything. I was beside myself. But then when I sat down and I'm talking to him and he's all over the place, you know, his eyes is wandering, he's checking his watch and all of that type of stuff, and I was like, no. And you know, and yeah, so I just moved on, discontinued the app, and he did text me a few times, you know, like, you know, what you doing, you know, you want to come over for drinks? And I was like, no. I said, obviously you're not interested in here in what is over here? And he goes like, how do you know? I said, based off your action. I said, actions speak louder than words. And what you're proposing is I am not up for. I said, we had this conversation prior to us even meeting. I specifically told you what it is that I'm looking for. I don't know if maybe you thought that, you know, once I saw you in person and really that you lived up more to than what your picture showed, because I really didn't know you, your shoulders look like that. I'm just saying, and that you're, you know. But, you know, I'm just, you know.
Me and Stacey have the same troubled empowerment with them shoulders.
So, you know, I guess maybe he thought, you know, okay, I know she said all that and she talked a good game when we talked on the phone, but, you know, when she sees all of this talk.
All of this, when she sees all of this.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sitting in the restaurant and I see this person walking in, all I'm doing is keeping my fingers crossed, and I was like, oh, God, I think, I said, and I'm like, yeah, he looks like the picture, but wait a minute, this boy is finer than the picture. And I'm like, please let this be him. And it was him, but then I was disappointed. I mean, in his how he carries himself, and, you know, very educated, you know, he's a professional, he's a analyst, financial analyst, you know, I think he has a VP level of GM or something like that. Very intelligent, you know, working on his master's too right now. But I'm like, no, you know, it's not a hookup situation. We're not doing this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that was my experience with Tinder. And then I told the, I'm done. So I just deleted the app. And
yeah, and when Stacey says she's done with something, it's not, no, well, let me, it's a wrap. Like,
no,
she tried it. She gave it a good college hoe, and she backed up. You know, I do think that people can be a little bit more, or I do believe that people are, you're able to be a lot more flaky. A lot more flaky, that doesn't sound right, but you get the drift. You're able to be, it's easier not to be held accountable. Because you didn't meet this person through a mutual friend. So there's no really, you know, damage to your reputation.
End up being shady.
That's one thing. There's no accountability. You're not held to any type of standard. You met somebody online, and just as they appeared online, they can just disappear, disable their profile, and you'll never hear from them again. It's a level of accountability that you don't have, that person is not held to, because they are really in cyberspace. For the most part, when you meet somebody through, say, a friend or an organization, they know 9 times out of 10 you are bound to be in communication with someone that either they know or respects them. So it's harder to be flaky. But that I can say a lot of people experience people not being consistent by meeting people that way, or people being think that it's mainly for a hookup. And I had a guy that, like, I created a profile on Plenty of Fish, and they'll say that their intention is friendship or for a relationship, but when the first conversation is, hey, when can you come over, and it's 9 o'clock at night, I ain't going to know friend's house at 9 o'clock. Unless it's an emergency. Like, it's hard to get me out of the house, let alone me come to a stranger's house that I don't know. And it may be a sign of how the times are, a reflection of how people are nowadays. But I do prefer the old-fashioned way. Meeting someone normal that would just naturally be interested in you, just by seeing you and getting to know you, or through well, people say don't meet nobody through work, but, you know, through an organization or something like that. I really think that's the best type of connections that you can come from. And besides, date someone who has a dating profile. How do you know that they've closed that profile out?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question. That was actually one of the, because I was looking at the top 10 do's and don'ts for online dating.
Ooh.
And that was actually one of the questions that Match.com has, that, you know, do you know a right time for you to close out that app? And they basically said you do that when you are exclusively, until there is exclusivity between both parties, then you are free to keep that app open.
Because they want that monthly payment, too.
Exactly. Exactly. But they have a whole list.
That makes sense.
For a listening audience, you're free to look it up. You know, it's eomini.com, and it's 10 do's and don'ts for online dating. And that's the question that they have, is one of the questions they pose.
Well, do we have time to go over some of the questions?
Well, okay, let me see. I'll run through some of the most frequent questions asked.
Okay.
So, like, the one that Dee had about, when do you know time to discontinue the app? And they suggest when there's a conversation between the two parties of exclusivity between you two, that you're going to exclusively date each other. And then that's when the conversation should be at about discontinuing your dating sites. They clearly say it doesn't matter how many dating sites you're on, all dating sites should be shut down. Another question they have, if someone contacts you and you're not interested, do you owe the person a response? Their answer was, we know it seems rude, but in the world of online dating, the silent treatment is a common practice. It feels clearer for many people, points out, you know, for not answering, but they do think that it's proper etiquette that you let the person know that I'm just not interested and move on. So rather than not answering, but it's very common for people not to respond and they just shut down. That was number one.
Off the top, let somebody know.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone messages you and you get 40 messages, you got to respond to all 38 if you're only interested in two?
They're narrowed down to say, if somebody messaged you and you're not interested, it's just be polite. Just don't ignore the person like that.
Okay.
Is what they're suggesting. You know, just be polite about it. You know, I'm not interested. Because if they had like a detailed thing, and I know what they're talking about, somebody will start a conversation with you, but yet still they're not interested. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because remember, I was telling you about when I discontinued my Plenty of Fish account too, because this one guy, all I did was look at his profile. I didn't even send him a message, and he blocked me before we even had it. There was even an exchange or nothing. And I was like, what? Yeah, because you can actually see who reviewed your profile, and that's what they're suggesting. You can see the people that have reviewed your profile, and I knew that he reviewed my profile like I reviewed his. But when I went to try to send him a message at this point, then I realized I was blocked.
Right. Or is it possible that he's no longer on the site?
No, he's on the site. Because when you do, if you redefine your search and look for people that are online now, which is one of the questions that they have, and I was going to bring that up, you know, they said to refine, so you're not wasting your time. Try to look for people that are actually online at the time versus people that are not offline, because you may be turning your wheel. And that's what I did, and I realized he was online. So I knew he was, he didn't disconnect his account. He just, for whatever reason, he just chose to block. And I was like, really? I'm like, really, Negro? Okay. All right. But anyways, moving on. one of the other questions, is it okay to ask detailed questions like, where do you work and where do you live, or is that prying? They say their answer to that is, prior to meeting someone, it seems premature to ask very personal questions on address and employment. So she said, etiquette and communication seminars nationwide, after meeting and deciding that there is interest in both sides, whatever it is fine to let those questions fly. So what they're suggesting is, after you realize that there is a mutual interest, then that's when it's okay to ask those personal questions, like, where do you work? Let me make sure I'm asking. Yeah, where do you work and where do you live? You know, like those type of questions. Because if you're kind of asking those questions, I see what she's saying, because she went more in detail before that. It seems more like you're fishing for, you know, as Dee mentioned, what I can do for you versus you can do for me. So you're trying to size up to see, oh, you know, let me figure out how much money he makes then, you know, if he works with this company, what's your position, some stuff like that, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, they suggest that those are too personal of a question to ask in just the first conversation, or if you don't even have an interest in each other. But after you decide there's an interest on both parts, then it's safe to ask those questions. Another question they have was, if you meet someone in person after chatting online and discover you're not interested, do you tell the person or can you just disappear? Okay, their response is, since it was your first face-to-face, it's possible your date did not feel sparks flying either, in which case it's fine for you both to just fade away. But if that person contacts you for date number two, it is pretty rude to pretend he or she never existed. I call that poofing, and it's really nasty. Don't do it. Just really impolitely just say, no, thanks. I do not think we are a match. So
you call it poofing, plenty of fishing.
Right. Yeah. And then another question was, at what point in dating is it still okay to end things by email when you owe them more, like a phone call or face-to-face?
I'm gonna go on to venture to say they say it's never right. It should be
yes. Yes. Okay. They said the only case where face-to-face is nearly mandatory is if you have been intimate. Otherwise, our electronic era cutting ties via email is commonly done and usually doesn't ruffle feathers.
Okay.
So I'm like, wait, no, I don't like that. I don't like that answer. But
if we go out once, we go together. And I'm going to need we go out and we're dating and you're no longer interested. Just like you pick up the phone. I don't think it's ever good to end anything through any electronic communication, text, email, or even word of mouth. That's just as bad as word of mouth, which I'm thinking that probably what happened before we had social media and text and all that stuff. You know, you heard it through the grapevine. You got to just man up, a woman up, and tell that person, look. And hell, they may beat you to it, you know. It may be something mutual that you can both walk away. I know if I'm sitting down and a guy tells me, I don't care if I'm feeling him or not, and he says, hey, you know, it's not really working, I'm going to respect the fact that he could tell me to my face. And I'm going to tell you, regardless of how I feel, I could be crushed. I mean, like, you know what? I'm glad we had this conversation. I've been trying to figure out how I could tell you the same. You know what I'm saying? Allow me to bow out gracefully by breaking up with me face-to-face. Or maybe it's something that can be worked out.
You notice that me and you are old-fashioned. I believe in being polite and treating people with respect. Because at the end of the day, you may not like me, but you have to respect me. And I prefer you respect me than like me. But you notice their answer is only if you and the person have been intimate, that's the only time it's mandatory. And then they said, because in our era that we live in of technology and all of that, you know, breaking up with somebody via email or texting or whatever is the norm right now, that it doesn't ruffle any feathers. That's just plain rude to me and disrespectful. I mean, I don't think that's the way to go, but you know, I know we are almost out of time for the show, but you guys, as I said, for anybody that are listening to us live, or I do see a few calls on the line, thank you guys again for, as usual, for tuning in and taking the time out of your Saturday morning to join us in any topic or discussion that we're having. We really do appreciate your support every week, because we know there are a million other things that you could be doing, and, you know, and always ask five other people or tell five other people to join you too as well. But you guys are more than happy to look these up. They're online. too. It's on Match.com, and it's basically the do's and don'ts. You know, they're giving you helpful tips on what is a proper online dating etiquette and what you should and shouldn't do. And some of the ones I quickly ran through were like the ones I thought that were most frequently asked questions, like, you know, the one about the being exclusive, when do you disconnect your apps, you know, what is the right time to ask certain questions, and the other one was about, you know, when you meet someone in person and you're not interested, how do you handle the situation afterwards? You know, I just looked at the ones that I thought may be for people that are more commonly asked. And I think I'll give you guys one more. How long should your profile stay up once you started dating someone? They say by leaving it up, you're sending a message once, and it's one that online daters often don't like to hear, that the person you're dating is still open to meeting new love interests. There is no need to take your profile down, however, until you want to see this person exclusively. Then I believe that's person knows the right time to take his or her profile down, is what they're saying. So again, it goes back to once you guys, I guess, have had that conversation about exclusiveness, then it's free game, I guess, for you to keep that app open. So I think those are probably some very good, I think those were some good answers, and I also think those are probably the more popular questions too that people may have. Just thinking about myself, you know, I think those were really good answers, and those questions were probably the most popular one that people really do have about online dating.
Or some of your craziest or great experiences on online dating, let us know. Hit us up on best way to communicate with us is on Facebook. Go to Tea Talk Time. We have a Facebook page. We have about, it hasn't even been a year, and we're over 3,000 followers or likes or whatever you call that, which is simply amazing. Thank you for sharing our posts. But tell us what you think about this topic. You can even on the Facebook event page, let us know how you think, what you think. Have you tried online dating? Did it work? Are you against it? Some people find the loves of their lives and spend the rest of their life in bliss with the person that they would have not met if it wasn't for this avenue of connecting and meeting people. I think there's good and bad. You know, there's positives that you can come from it, and there's negatives as well, like time being wasted. I hate my time wasted. But I can say, bringing it down personally, I think I had an opportunity. I think the opportunity is, I think I learned what it is that I need. And I think I was able to get that information by meeting people that maybe I would not have had an opportunity to if I didn't do online dating at one time.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that statement as well. You know, I am definitely not against it. You know, I've said the experience that I have had still did not deter me from wanting to try it again. You know, I just know at right now it's just not, you know, it's not something that I'm ready to do right now unless I find the right site. But the ones that I have tried, they, you know, the experience I've had have not deterred me, basically, because I think people are people. It doesn't matter where we meet them. They're going to be who they are regardless of how you meet them. As Dee said, you could meet them in the grocery store, Starbucks, or in the airport, whatever it is. If their nature is to be dishonest and it's just out to take advantage of another human being and just to be shady, that's who they are. They're going to be whether you met them online or not. But, again, I do encourage everyone, and I cannot say it enough, for men and women to be cautious. Ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to ask the right questions. And pay attention to your intuitions, women. And also just take your time to get to know this person. Don't rush into anything. You don't have to move at, you know, a speed of lightning. Just take your time. And if the person is not comfortable with how slow you want to take it, then that's not the right person. They may have some hidden agenda or something if they want to speed it up. But take your time. And once you feel like there are certain questions, like if you're going to meet them and they don't want you to, you know, they don't want a public place or something like that, then that to me also the red flags. But just use good judgment, you know, whether it's in person or whatever it is, just use good judgment. And that's what I would say. And ask the right questions and take your time and do your homework. Social media now, we can all be private investigators. You can learn so much about people from social media by just Googling them. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you want to use, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever you want to use, do your homework. Do your homework. And that's really my nugget for you as we close out the show. But I am not against it. It certainly, the experience that I have not deterred me. So, you know, I would try it again if I find the right site that I think of people that are here seriously wanting to meet someone. And that's all I have for you.
Yay, this is a good, this is fun.
Yeah, it is. And guys, I promise, I'm still looking. I just didn't find it. As soon as I find that article and BuzzFeed and the Huffington Post, I will put the name, especially on our Facebook event page. I will put the name of that site in LA, that dating app that is really exclusively for, I guess, the Ivy League education, the power players, and, you know, the ones who are trying to keep wealth in their family, trying to build a power couple, trying to situation. I will put the name out there, so if you guys want to check it out and apply and see if they accept you, if they deem you appropriate or qualified to be in their dating site. But I will find out and put it out there.
There's some fakers out there, too.
Yeah, there is some fakers out there.
Impossible.
I don't know. But I think from what one of the BuzzFeed reporters said, I think they even do background investigation, because she said, I believe from the article, if I remember correctly, because this was like 2.5 weeks ago that I found that article, I think it took her a while for them to get back to her. It really is like you filling out. She said, like, you know, the only thing left for them to ask her was for her blood type. So I think they actually check out whether she did attend this school and all of that type of stuff. And if you do, you know, have this degree, because I guess you can go and research those things now. So they did cross-reference a lot of things before she got accepted. So who knows? Who knows, child? But, yeah. But anyways, guys, thank you again for joining us. Thank you again to my lovely co-host for joining me this morning. You guys enjoy a wonderful Memorial Day weekend with your friends and family. Whatever you're doing, have fun in doing it and be safe and just love on each other. You know, if you're driving, be cautious on the road. Take your time. You leave with ample time so you can drive, get your rest, and, you know, pull over if you need to, if you feel sleepy or whatever it is. Just be safe, guys, and we'll be here next week. And by the time we get back to you next week, we're in June. Oh,
it'll be June.
Because it's Dee's birthday month.
For you guys that did not know, the whole month of June is a true celebration. It's a holla month. So the whole from the holla month. But anyway, yeah, we'll be here next week. June 5th.
Yes.
4th.
June 4th. Look us up on social media, like our page, follow us. And I said, invite other people to join the show with you. And I guess we'll see you guys next week. And, you know, just have a blessed week. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you again.